about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
I tell you, kids these days, or, you know, we talk about these teens, right? And some of the stupid things they get themselves involved with. Well, now we got four Amish teens who I guess got plastered, and they actually collided with the police car while they were in their buggy. Yeah, four Amish teens have been arrested and charged. Poor guys. Aren't the Amish supposed to be really, really good? You know, really good kids? Because, again, they aren't watching MTV. They aren't watching, right? They aren't, you know, I'm thinking headbanging. Headbanging, that was in the 80s. Remember when we used to sit there and bang our heads? Bang your head! Well, they don't do that, you know, because the Amish, they don't watch TV, so they can't see MTV. Anyway, four Amish teens have been arrested and charged with illegal possession of alcohol after one of their buggies collided with a police car. Though, the police were responding to reports of teens holding an underage drinking party in their buggies while parked on deserted country roads. You see, for those of you that didn't think the Amish were cool, they're cool. Can you imagine if we back in high school had a buggy, right, a horse, alcohol? That would be pretty cool. As a patrol car arrived on the scene, one of the Amish buggies changed lanes. They did an illegal lane. Do these buggies have those little clickers, those light? Signals, or do you have to do the hand signal where you stick your hand out horizontally, you know, and then upright to make a left turn or no? All right. Well, apparently one of the Amish buggies changed lanes and collided with the police vehicle. The Chautauqua County Sheriff's Office. All right. Apparently this is in a rural town near the Pennsylvania border in New York's southwestern corner, said the crash occurred. It probably made a lot of noise. Okay, occurred around 7:15. So what was it? Did the horse jump because you'd think the horse would turn the other way. The impact caused the buggy to flip onto its side. All right, so you had Marvin Byler, Marty Troyer, Marianne Troyer, and Leroy Troyer, all between 18 and 20. Oh, busted. I wonder how you get in trouble in the Amish communities. All right. And then I guess police said many other buggies fled the scene. How fast do these buggies go? How fast has anybody clocked an Amish buggy? I've always been impressed. I am really, really impressed with the Amish. I always have. You want to know why? One of the reasons why I'm so impressed is, do you guys remember the movie Witness? Okay. That was the first movie. I bet you guys don't know this. I bet you guys, none of you know this. You guys didn't know this? Get this. The movie Witness with Harrison Ford was the first movie that gave Viggo Mortensen his first role. Yeah, Viggo Mortensen was on the, I know, he's sexy. I remember looking at this going, oh my gosh, you're so sexy. You got the diehard guy in the movie, and then you got Viggo Mortensen in Witness. Now, Viggo Mortensen, if you guys really want to know your Viggo Mortensen trivia, Viggo Mortensen, you know, was Aragorn in Lord of the Rings. You've seen him. Everybody's like, who? You know who Viggo Mortensen is. Anyway, Viggo Mortensen, very, very handsome, very sexy, yes. He actually was in the movie Swing Shift with Goldie Hawn, but it never made the editor's cut. That was supposed to be his first movie with Ed Harris, and then later he did History of Violence with Ed Harris. Uh-huh, see, there's the little connection. But Witness was Viggo Mortensen's first movie. I've loved the Amish ever since. Okay, so you got buggies fleeing, buggies hitting police cars. There were several containers of alcohol. All right, and then let me see what happened. Oh, there was a chase. Did you guys hear about this? Last July, an Amish teen in Wango, New York, led police on a slow speed chase when they spotted him driving with an open beer container. You see, Amish, don't mix them up with Mormons. Amish, I believe, can drink. Right? That lemonade they were passing around in the Witness movie, I bet was Lynchburg lemonade. Yeah. Now, they say driving a buggy has proved very perilous for many Amish, whether or not alcohol has played a factor, because they face off against large SUVs, trucks, and inattentive drivers, according to Daily Mail. Now, get this. An SUV, this is serious, people. An SUV hit a buggy carrying five children in January. They were dragged several feet. I mean, see, the problem is these buggies are on main roads where, you know, cars that we drive can hit them. Another SUV, I guess, ran into a buggy that turned out being fateful. There was a Ford F-150 that ran into a buggy. I guess in 2009, a man was arrested in Paradise, Pennsylvania for getting behind the reins of a buggy after a few too many. He was found slumped over and asleep in his buggy. I love the word buggy. In his buggy with a blood alcohol level. I would love to name our next animal Buggy. Hey, Buggy, come here. With a blood alcohol level of 0.18%. Okay, there's got to be a driving and buggying law. Serious stuff, people. All right, well, kids will be kids. Okay, what do we got to talk about today? A woman in Las Vegas kills her daughter with the scissors, but she had taken hydroxycut. So now there's a lot of speculation. Can hydroxycut make you go completely wacko? We're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about this soldier who is still unnamed at this point, who had killed a bunch of Afghani women and children, right, just in the last couple days. And he actually had a history of traumatic brain injury, possible alcoholism. So I guess the motive, or not the motive, the motif of today is, how are people going on these rampages? And is it the alcohol? Is it the traumatic brain injury? Is it the hydroxycut? So we're going to talk about that. Also, it looks like a high school coach, basketball coach, got so mad that they lost that he bit the other coach's ear off. I know. We're talking, was it Mike Tyson style? Right? What's going on here? Are we animals? Is that what the news is trying to tell us today? We're animals? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 13th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,696.30. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,738.39, $869.19 for a half ounce, or $434.60 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,738.39, $869.19, and $434.60.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right. That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life. But it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared. Paired with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit. Delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com. Spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter for any up-to-the-date updates. And, boy, we got a bunch of new Twitter followers the last few days. Thank you, guys. Glad to see. And you're telling me where you're from. Glad to know you're listening out there. Thank you so much. A big thank you to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. A super big thank you to Kyle for working the dials. But let's hear from you. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hi, Dr. Dahlia. My 9-year-old son has one of those papillomas on his feet, and it looks more or less like a nail, but it's round. More or less like a nail, but it's round.
Looks like we have you on a loop.
Round, circular, kind of like a flower bud, like a rose bud that's growing on his toe. On the side of his foot, and I don't know what's the best way to take care of it, if I have to take him to the doctors or if there's any over-the-counter medication that I can use. He's had it for a while, and it's not very pretty. And I was...
All right. Looks like that was one of our messages. Oh, honey, you know what? I think I know what you're asking me. No, don't worry. I hope you're getting this, and I hope you're listening to the answer. Whenever we're not live, if you ever want to ask any... questions, do so. Call into our answer line at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, and then we will play it even on a loop. We can even make you rap. We could be like, my son, okay, no, okay, if you don't want us to rap it, we won't. Well, come on, that's pretty good rapping. Hey, not bad rapping. Okay, so if there's a papilloma on the toe, it almost looks like an extension of a nail. I mean, there's a variety of things that could be on toes. We even got music. Oh, we got music. What's going on there, Kyle? Oh, don't make me go on break. Do I have to go on break? Kyle Love, I'm on break? Okay, it looks like nobody in the studio wanted to hear me rap. Are we good? We're good. All right. So we're talking about what could be growing on your toes. Well, you know, the number one thing I always see with kids are warts. Now, of course, this doesn't sound like a wart if there's some nail tissue attached to it. But absolutely, you know, and whenever we see these things, we hope that it'll go away. But a lot of times it doesn't. Now, what you may be describing, the mom that just had left a message about her child, it could be like a subungual exostosis. Maybe there's some extra bone there. You could have some osteoma. You could have lipomas, little fatty tumors. You could have histiocytomas. I doubt it's a neuroma. Neuromas are very tender. That could be there. Sometimes they're fibromas. But do you notice these all rhyme? Lipoma, neuroma, fibroma, they all rhyme. We like to rhyme in medicine. It just kind of, you know, because we can make songs out of it. There's also ganglion cysts. Like many of you will come in and you'll say, you know, I got a Bible cyst. And we used to call them Bible cysts because we used to smack a Bible on them. Now, I don't want us doing that with the good book. Okay, there's other things I have in the medical office I could use instead of a Bible. Okay. Yes, we do have a Bible at the office. Why not? But no, I do not like to smack my patient's cysts with those. So you have ganglion cysts, but we don't see those in kids. So there's a few different things that this could be. You should get it checked out. Now, remember I told you that there's some tumors that women will grow on their ovary and some men will grow on their back called a dermoid tumor, and there'll be pieces of teeth, hair, or nails in them. Those are called teratomas. Again, oma. See how we rhyme? Any growth is an oma. And a growth is a tumor. However, you could have benign and you could have cancerous. So lipoma is a benign fatty tumor. Liposarcoma is a malignant one. So just because something ends in oma and we use the word tumor, don't forget about it. But sometimes you'll have these tumors that'll actually have pieces of teeth, pieces of nail, pieces of hair in it. I'm not saying that's what's growing on your son's toe. But those things, of course, we need them surgically removed. What I suggest is definitely have your doctor take a peek at it. But if you don't mind, take a picture. Shoot me the picture at drdahlia.com. drdahlia.com. That's our email for the show. Send it. And any of you guys ever having a skin question or a lump question, you could do that. Please, of course, be fully dressed. We do not Anthony Weiner on this show. You guys got that? Okay. But let's go talk about ganglion cysts. Many of you guys have those. If you look at your wrists, sometimes if you look at your fingers, right, it's a big lump and it doesn't hurt. But you're like, where did this come from? It just popped out. And that comes from the ganglion. It comes from the ganglion cyst. It comes from the joint. And we used to stick a needle in it and suck out the jelly, right? Some of the synovial stuff, really cool looking. And then we used to inject a little steroid back in there and it would work. Other times it just keep gumming back. Sometimes it go away. Sometimes it keep growing. So many hand searches now just remove it to be done with it. But anytime you have any mass, don't just go by what I'm telling you now. You know, oh, it's probably benign. You have to get it checked out because we don't know. You know, there's also angioliomyomas, there's schwannomas, there's rheumatoid nodules. You don't know, especially with adults. So you want to definitely get those checked out. Now, warts. What do you do for warts on the toes, warts on the fingers? We talked about it. Some of the dermatologists like to use cantharone, which is Betelgeuse. You can put some Betelgeuse on it. No, don't go and find your own Betelgeuse. There's roly-polies. No, roly-polies are dry. Roly-polies won't do it. Anyway, so you could put some of the doctors will put cantharone on it, put a Band-Aid on it, and that'll make them disappear. Sometimes we freeze them. Sometimes we leave them alone and they go away, but sometimes they could spread. So I don't usually like to watch and wait. Okay, that's something that you're going to hear a lot with Obamacare now. Watch and wait. Everybody watch and wait. No, we don't want to watch and wait, okay? We do. So we'll either freeze them. Sometimes you burn them. Sometimes you can even use duct tape. We've talked about how duct tape has worked for warts. Pretty cool stuff. The only problem is if you got them on the bottom of the feet, those plantar warts, those real thick suckers, those, I had one, you know, because I was always bare. I'm always barefoot. I take off my socks and shoes wherever I go. I take off my flip-flops, whether I'm in the studio, outside. I just always do that. I just love being barefoot. And what happens is you step on the virus. And you step on the virus and it gets up. No, I've never gotten athlete's foot or anything like that. But I got a plantar's wart and it was horrible. And it had to be cut out and it had to be on, you know, crutches. And it's kind of embarrassing, you know, because I was in college. You know, I'm trying to look all cool, look free of, you know, STDs. And, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, you're in crutches. What happened to you? Wart, you know. Yeah, what are you going to do? Okay. So I hope that makes some sense. Sounds good? All right. Okay, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY, toll-free, or 1-877-362-3254. All right, very sad case, but very weird case. Okay, in Las Vegas, Nevada, a six-year-old girl was stabbed to death by her mother using a scissors. But police have now disclosed that she was taking a weight loss product, and many of you have heard about it, called Hydroxycut. She said she had difficulty sleeping for several days. From what I understood, only got about an hour's sleep in the last 4 days. And she felt a quote-unquote evil presence before the attack. When police found her on Sunday, naked, bloody, running barefoot out in the streets, the police had asked her, she's like, really? I killed my daughter? She had no idea. So she's hospitalized. And now they're looking into, could Hydroxycut do this? Now, I was interviewed today on Fox 5 News, local. So if any of you guys want to see that, please do. Hopefully only one chin shows and not the double chin, but that's a whole other story. And they were asking me, you know, could Hydroxycut do this? Well, the older version of Hydroxycut had ephedra in it. And remember, the FDA pulled that off the shelves. Now, we don't know if she was taking the older, quote-unquote, illegal version, or if she was taking the newer version. Now, from what I understand, the newer version has a crap load of caffeine and about 300 milligrams of caffeine, which equates to three cups of coffee. Now, some people are like, well, Dolly, I have three cups of coffee all the time. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Well, okay, I hate that. I hate that phrase, by the way. Ain't no thing but a chicken wing, but, you know, I get it. I get why you guys tell me that. I don't get it, though. I really don't get it. But remember, if you're taking a pill that has a 300 milligrams in one shot, how long does it take you to drink three cups of coffee? You drink the coffee slow. Sometimes it takes you an hour to get through the first cup. So we've talked about this, especially with that Aeroshot caffeine shot inhaler that they're selling back east. You don't want to take the caffeine that quickly. Now, I'm not saying caffeine would make you go on a homicidal spree, but they, you know, I mean, this woman was kooky, completely kooky. Now, did she have some underlying anxiety or bipolar? There have been some cases where people have reported, and some reports saying, look, you know, my girlfriend has complete mood swings now. She's completely bipolar. She's, you know, and I wouldn't think a preparation like this would cause bipolar, but I wouldn't be surprised if it causes anxiety. I also wouldn't be surprised if you already have some vulnerability.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry power, oregacillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super
Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events and, yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, taking your calls, your comments. So we're talking about this woman who had killed her daughter, stabbing her with a scissors, being found by police running around naked and bloody. And right now, police are concentrating on the fact that she was taking hydroxycut. And hydroxycut is a medicine we use for weight loss that has been changed from an older type of preparation involving ephedra to now caffeine and a hefty, hefty dose of caffeine. So I was interviewed today by Fox 5 Local going, could, you know, this much caffeine or a medication like this possibly cause somebody to be homicidal? And I've never heard of anything like this. You know, the only thing I could surmise is you have people out there that have some underlying psychoses. And they take something that just doesn't jive with their system, and then they go overboard. Now, again, I don't want to blame hydroxycut. Again, we don't, you know, somebody has to look into her history. Has she ever had a psychiatric, I mean, if she's had a psychiatric history before, and she's only taken this medication a couple days before this happened, okay, well, then you can't blame the medication. But, you know, this is the same topic we talked about with the Hard Rock Hotel CEO, again in Las Vegas, who had committed suicide, and they said he took Ambien a couple days before. Did Ambien cause him to be suicidal, or did he have something underlying that caused him to hurt himself? Now, let's transition to another story. This officer, this U.S. officer, who went on a shooting rampage in Afghanistan, killing children and women, etc. What was going on with that? Well, they say he's had a history of traumatic brain injury, possible history of alcoholism, post-traumatic stress disorder, and maybe the triad of those three was enough to put him on a binge. From what I understand, he had been drinking the night of the shooting. Now, I mean, how could, you know, because, I mean, people drink all the time. People have brain injury all the time. We see that with football players and athletes, you know, all the time. We see post-traumatic stress disorder. Maybe we don't see all three in one shot. Now, we do know suicides are going up with our veterans coming back. We know suicides are up. You know, maybe we need to just stop and really psychologically assess everybody. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, Obamacare won't pay for that. Sorry, Dr. Dahlia. Well, I know. I didn't see any, huge psychiatric improvements in our health care in the bill. True that. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But, I mean, you know, if there is a possible link with all these three cases, okay, with the soldier having alcohol, with the CEO of Hard Rock, one of the executives, Zarowski, trying to remember his name. I don't have the article in front of me. I'm sorry. And then the woman who, you know, hurt her child. If there's some underlying psychiatric issues, and then one drinks, one takes a sleeping medication, one takes a weight loss medication, and it throws them into some sort of a killing spree, whether it be on themselves or on somebody else, then maybe we need to withhold any of these over-the-counter or prescription type of medications or alcohol, et cetera, chemicals from anybody that has some sort of a psychological diagnosis. But how are you going to find everybody? How are you going to evaluate everybody? I mean, this is some frightening stuff. Okay, so now what happens with traumatic brain injury? Well, traumatic brain injury, you know, a lot of times you'll get frontal lobe issues. Because remember, when you get a concussion or any sort of trauma to the head, there's going to be the back and forth blow. And the frontal lobe is pretty huge, and it's usually there in the front. So if you fall back and hit the back of your head or you fall forward, that frontal lobe is going to get hurt either way, either from the coup or the counter coup, we call it, of the brain hitting the side of the skull. And when the frontal lobe gets hurt, you have a couple of things. One, they say loss of executive function, which is basically an ability to try to make decisions and pretty good decisions, okay? And then two, you have an uninhibition. So let's say somebody wants to scream out expletives on the radio, okay? And you're like, wait a second, I can't do it because I'm on radio. Your frontal lobe is in control of that. They're like, all right, Dr. Dahlia, no, you can't be doing four-letter words. Okay, you got to keep the gas sounds to yourself. So your frontal lobe is the one that controls that. I know we talked about the amygdala. I know, yes, the amygdala is pretty important, but we're going to just put the amygdala to the side. Okay, we'll talk about the amygdala another time. I know y'all like that, amygdala. All right, let's just talk about the frontal lobe here. Okay, so, you know, the key word to that was uninhibited. So if somebody is like, you know what, I am mad, I want to kill somebody, all right, the frontal lobe tries to keep that in check. Then what if they have post-traumatic stress disorder? What if they believe, I mean, again, we don't know this soldier's motive with why he went on the Afghan shooting spree. We don't know. Was it because he wanted to get back at the death of his buddy? Did he want to avenge that? I mean, you know, the only time you see that is in these movies where they want to avenge the death of their wife or they want to avenge the death of, you know, somebody close to them. So we still don't know what the motive is. All right. And if any of you do know, please call in. I'd love to know. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. But frontal lobe damage, you will see people yell, throw things, physical violence. They are higher in veterans that have had traumatic brain injuries with frontal lobe damage. So aggression is part of it. Then you have post-traumatic stress disorder where they could have fleets of anxiety or even schizophrenic thoughts or just, depression or just something not being right. You know, like they're recreating a scene that they just went through or recreating a new scene. All right. I mean, maybe with this post-traumatic stress disorder, he felt like he would have to go after the enemy. He was deluded. We don't know. We don't know. Then you throw alcohol into the mix. You got a triple whammy. So, I mean, we've been seeing in the news lately some crazy, crazy actions by people. Absolutely crazy. And, it, you know, you just wonder, should we, remember I told you I was in medical school and I was taught that one in three people have a mental disorder? One in three, 33%. As you guys are driving, just count. One, two, that guy right there, right? That girl right there. One in three. And we're not talking mild anxiety, a little bit of depression, getting into a funk every now and then. We're talking one in three have a mental illness. Now, when I heard that statistic, I was like, no. No, can't be. That's too high. Well, after years of practice, I'm like, oh, you got something there. You've got something there. Now, many of us go through funks and depression. We've talked about that. Many of us go through anxiety. Some of us go through some manic episodes, right? Some of us, you know, may be a little bipolar. But when you kind of look at all that, we're looking at a third of people having an issue. And if this third of the population is deciding to go and drink, deciding to go and take caffeine shots, decided, because remember I told you, these caffeine pills, if you're taking 300 milligrams in one shot, you know, you drink three cups of coffee a heck of a lot slower than a pill all at once. Remember, also add sleep deprivation. Going back to this woman who killed her daughter in Las Vegas, she had been sleep deprived. Well, if you're taking hydroxycut to lose weight, you know, also another thing to look at too, whenever you're dieting and you're not eating, do you guys ever feel jittery? Right? You feel jittery? You get that jittery because of your epinephrine. Your adrenaline kicks in. Your adrenaline kicks in because your glucagon goes up, because your sugar is down. When your sugar goes down, your body decides to make sugar by increasing glucagon, and you increase your epinephrine. So you get jittery. You get anxious. It's very difficult to sleep. I don't sleep well when I'm dieting. Okay, you know when I ate my ho-ho, because I'm sleeping a good night's sleep, I am a happy girl with my ho-hos. But if I'm dieting, oh, no, no, no. No, and I got to take a hot shower to try to relax the muscles so I can go to sleep. And you should never do a starvation diet. You shouldn't. You should be dieting the way Weight Watchers teaches us, where you're still eating throughout the day, little bits. Most diets will tell you to do that, you know, to eat throughout the day. Right? So you're still keeping your blood sugar steady. But many people that take these medications that are trying to crash diet, they crash diet. Okay, now when we come back, we're not done with cookies. We got a high school basketball coach that chewed off the other coach's ear. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our family's health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Taking your calls, 1-877-362-3254, toll free. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com, and please follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Okay, so we're talking about, you know, are people animals? Right? You know, what is it that makes people kill their kids or go and kill women and children or kill themselves? Well, now we have something a little less severe, but still animalistic. We had a boys basketball coach from Springfield, Massachusetts, okay, turned himself into police after he allegedly bit off part of another coach's ear after they lost the basketball game. Timothy Lee Forbes, 34 years old, fled the scene after he bit off the other coach's ear. It was a championship game. He attacked the winning team's coach, biting off part of his ear. He ran out of the gym before police arrived. Then I guess he realized, well, everybody saw it. The victim, a 34-year-old man, name not released, has gone to the hospital, has had his ear reattached. So now Forbes was arrested and charged with assault and battery and mayhem. Now, I realize the testosterone is a pumping. And I realize the adrenaline is a pumping. I get that. I get that. All right, and I know when you lose, it stinks. Okay? Remember, the basketball team we have out here is UNLV Rebels. And I got to tell you, if we lose, oh, I was screaming. I used to heckle the other players right at the free throw. We used to get, you know, when I went to college here years ago, you used to get seats right behind the basket. So, you know, I'm pretty loud, you know, so I'd be like, oh, you know, and I was just heckling them and, you know, then miss, you know, the free throw. And I'd be like, oh, I did it. Everyone's like, hey, Dolly, good job. You did that. You saved the team. You know, so I really love that stuff. So I do get into it. I do. If we lose, would I go after the other coach? No. I got to tell you, though, I do wonder how these coaches could all be lovey-dovey afterwards. You know, you see the coaches come on, you know, from the other team, and everybody's like, hi, how's it going? Everybody's all smiles. And then even at the end, everyone's like, oh, hi, how's it going? I'm like, you just lost. You're going to be going and yelling at your team, yet you're able to put on a smile to the other coach. Well, apparently this guy, he was just so mad, he just jumped and attacked. You know, now I've seen people attack. I've seen girls and guys in school. I mean, I've seen people attack when they attack. Many times they bite. There are people that are biters. Remember, we're humans. Well, we're still a part of the animal kingdom. We do have some animalistic tendencies where we are going to bite and scratch, you know, and fight very similarly to the way our animal brethren do. We do. All right. It's just we're supposed to be able to control it. I know, amygdala. This could be an amygdala issue. I don't know. Could be frontal lobe issue. Maybe he had some traumatic brain injury. I don't know. But listen, you know, in this day and age, you just can't bite off people's ears. But why is that happening? I mean, is this something very common in the animal kingdom that you go after the ear? I mean, this isn't the first time somebody got their ear bitten off, right? Was it Holyfield? Was it Mike Tyson bit Holyfield's ear off? Yeah. Why? Is it because the ear sticks out? Is it because, why not the nose? Why not bite off a finger? Why not bite off another appendage? Why the ear? Unless maybe that's just a position you're in. Maybe your face is to their side of their face. I don't know. I mean, I know in boxing, they get really close and they lock up. Right. They get into that locked position and it's they aren't face to face. They're side to side, cheek to cheek. So I can understand how cheek to cheek you could turn and then bite the ear. But to just jump on a person and go, I don't know, unless I don't know. I'll ask my cats and dogs later why they go after the ear. I get so nervous because one of my kids likes to run around the house naked still. Right. After his shower, you know, oh, I left my underwear in the other room. Okay, well, then wrap the towel around you. All right, but the problem is as they kind of dingle around the house, you know, the dog is like, you know, hot dogs. No. You know, no. I'm like, cover it up, please. I get so nervous, you know, because, again, my dogs are animals. They may not be able to control themselves. I get so nervous about that. I go, please. You know, I'm more like pigs in a blanket, but still, you guys get the point. So tell my kids to keep their underwear on. Make sure your animals don't bite you. But I guess, just crazy stuff. I mean, you think somebody who coaches, you know, as somebody, I mean, I've been watching UNLV basketball for a long time. And remember, I come from the Jerry Tarkanian time. So those of you who nationally were watching the Rebels years ago, and I mean, I don't like to talk about local sports, but these guys made history. They were a great team. And we have people now coaching the team that were a part of that dream team back then, Stacey Ogman, David Rice. And, you know, back to the Jerry Tarkanian days, good coaches keep their cool. They really do. Now, yes, I was watching football, and yes, you know, you hear them yelling and, you know, covering up their mouths so we can't read their lips, and you know they're dropping F-bombs and four-letter words. We know that. They're, you know, but some of the best coaches have kept their cool. And it's control. Okay? You know, if everybody sees their coach wigging out, that's not going to help the team. But if your coach is calm and collected, saying, yes, you screwed that up. Yes, I'm probably going to rip you a new one later, but right now, let's finish the game. All right? And kind of gives a nice face. David Rice, who's head coach, right, has a real nice, calming face look to him. I think the players play better. Jerry Tarkanian would just sit there and chew on his wet towel. All right? He wasn't screaming up one side of the place and out the other. Sure, he really wasn't biting off body parts. So I think, you know, being that calm and cool and collected makes you a lot better at what you do. And you can control a lot of these stressful situations. Now, let's go back to the story with the soldier in Afghanistan and with the massacre that happened. You know, I was on the John Phillips show just a few minutes before my show on KABC Los Angeles, and he was asking, you know, couldn't anybody tell that the soldier was going to be off-skelter there? And couldn't anybody tell? And I was actually surprised that they have people on active duty that have a history of alcoholism, have a history of traumatic brain injury, have a history of post-traumatic stress disorder. I was a little shocked because obviously that triad turned out to be a bad thing. And we had a horrific, horrific event that happened a few days ago. And you wonder. And now, I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know if his superior officer is going to get in trouble. I don't know if his comrades are going to get in trouble. But how can nobody see this is happening? Now, still everything's hush-hush. We don't know the motives. And, of course, you know, they're going to try to keep it hush-hush because right now, you know, Afghanistan, they want revenge. They want to behead American soldiers. It's going to be very, very ugly. Very ugly. And, I mean, I'm really confused at how the media is handling all our tactical displays here. They're like, for example, Netanyahu and Israel. Israel is going to think about attacking Iran. Israel may not attack Iran in the next few weeks. Are you guys watching these headlines? Right? The media is telling us what Israel's going to do when or when they aren't going to do the surprise attack. Am I the only one that finds this odd? So, of course, with this, somebody probably told, you know, said, would somebody shut up? Do not tell the media what's going on. So we have no idea. This was a staff sergeant. He's in custody right now. They're trying to figure out what the heck is going on. But you wonder, did his superior officer see that he was unbalanced? Did he tell anybody? Remember yesterday or the other day we were talking about how these students, before they go on a rampage, a lot of times express themselves, either on the website like that Maryland student did, or the Ohio student expressed himself on Facebook. Many times before these guys decide to go on a killing spree, gals, whatever, will communicate that. They just want to communicate it, either so people know, either because it makes them feel better, they make them think it's okay. I don't know. So you wonder, did he communicate this? Of course, because this is military, we're not going to know. All right, everything's going to be kind of hush-hush. But we need some more answers. In the meantime, though, with everything we've talked about, assume the person next to you is unstable and just don't make them mad. And just, you know, nicely walk away. That's all I could say. All right, until we know what the heck is going on with people these days. All right, guys, stay on board for another hour of the Dr. Dahlia Show coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. The two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.